10:36, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest on the Newsmaker Hotline is the founder of Kent Island Patriots and Maryland Eastern Shore Patriots, also a legal immigrant from Yugoslavia. She is an attorney, Jordana Schifanelli. Jordana, welcome to the program.
I'm there.
The question that we have, I've learned from several folks on the Eastern Shore that there is an attempt by Queen Anne's County School Superintendent and the school curriculum to inject a Black Lives Matter curriculum into the school. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Patriots in Maryland is literally fascinated.
Yeah, Jordana, we have a really bad cell connection, so we're going to see if we can try to reconnect with you here in just a second, because, you know, again, cell phones are they're hit or miss. And so if you do get a good hot spot, just stay in one spot, because otherwise when you start moving around, things go south on you very quickly. But the gist of it is that I got this email from a listener saying that they had invited this individual, and the superintendent, her name is Dr. Kane, and apparently this gentleman that they invited into the school has a number of felonies on his record, which, by the way, is against the rules for the Queen Anne's County public school system. But Dr. Kane is so supportive of BLM and the protesting, and sent a letter to parents about COVID-19, and she's 100% behind this radical Marxist organization. And Jordana, as you might imagine, is from Yugoslavia, and we remember under the clutches of Tito and Marxism and communism there what it can do. And she came to the U.S. 27 years ago from a communist country. And so this is, you know, you might imagine when somebody that has seen this before, Bruce, starts to see it again, it pretty much is a red flag and kind of raises the entire awareness.
Oh, yeah. We are seeing the history repeat itself, just a variation, not just in that area, of course, but there is a rise, not just here, but in various places in Europe as well, of anti-Semitism. We now have people very concerned that the government is now going to be requiring you to wear particular items of clothing because they have declared it an essential thing to do. And, of course, that is an echo of times past. So there are a number of different echoes that are coming up that make people pretty uncomfortable with what's going on in this country.
Now we've reconnected with Jordana. Jordana, are you there?
I'm here. Do you hear me better now?
Yes, much
better.
Much
better. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, it's Eastern Shore. What do you expect?
That's all right. So again, we only have about 3 or 4 minutes, but I do want to, what is your major concern about what you're seeing in the Queen Anne's County public school system right now?
So before we got interrupted here, we're just a bunch of parents that originally started this Kent Island Patriots and Maryland Eastern Shore Patriots as a response to this forceful interjection of continuous race dwelling with the children that are 11 years old under the guise of there is some racial hate among little children. And we stand firm on the position that there are no racial hatreds among little children. There, you can have an individual kid that got into an argument over who's better in basketball or soccer or football, but the kids literally do not care about anyone's race. And that was our major issue at the time. And then we received information that the children should be participating in this online race self-reflection. That was another big concern. Individuals who organized this race self-reflection are members of Black Lives Organization, Marxists, who were marching on June the 25th in Cloverfield and in certain parts of our county, and more people wanted to join the Patriots and stop attacks and recruitment of little children as social warriors. This is one of those things. Let's get the children to be social warriors. We want no politics in school. We do not want any social warriors attempts or organizing marches and protests. And our superintendent has advocated publicly, sent letters to parents, and the county parents were very, very upset over this initiative. And then we grew, and people started texting and calling wanted to know, what are these Marxists? Who are these people? What is Black Lives Organization as a political group that wants to recruit individual children and individual parents as well? And that's where we started digging. And that's where we are today with over 2,000 people and growing. We do not want any monuments taken down. We do not want racial division. We don't want division by any means of any kind. We respect people of all races, colors, and creeds. We do not want tearing down monuments. We want people to stand and respect our national anthem and our flag. And we want people to be honorable, hardworking Americans. And we want children in school at this point. So we just want common sense back. And we're taking our country back by getting together in private groups. And as a result, now we have Scholar County Patriots that have been organizing, and they popped up, and we have the first town hall meeting August the 19th at 6:30 in Queenstown Sports Center. We're not charging tickets. We just want people to be able to freely speak. We've been under attack by the liberal, insane groups and individuals who make a business out of dividing people. This is their business. They're making the business of dividing everybody and then going in and dwelling about it and collecting donations. This is a scam on American people and our Constitution, and our country needs to stand firm to this insanity that divides people where division should not even be an issue. And that's who we are and what we do.
Thank you very much for spending a few minutes explaining that to us. Wow. And listening to the kids, my God, that sounds like the Hitler Youth. I mean, let's enlist the kids to go out and campaign for us. That's pretty concerning.
That's exactly what it is. Now, that's exactly what it is. And I need to tell you guys that I was the one of those children who grew up in a communist country. And I had people, the communists, coming to my high school and pulling me out of the classroom, or attempted to pull me out of the classroom to join their Marxist organization. And I didn't want to go there. And I can't tell you that I was physically assaulted at the time by my parents, actually, because they were all scared that if I don't join the socialists, then I will never get a job and I will never have a career. And to me, this is almost like a reflection. I'm like a groundhog coming out and saying, this is where the bar ends. Children should be not talked to, touched by anybody other than educators and parents, and the curriculum needs to reflect science and facts.
Very good. Jordana Schifanelli of the Kent Island and Maryland Eastern Shore Patriots. Jordana, thanks so much for joining us. Sorry for our technical phone difficulties there moments ago, but...